Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBS Radio. We're on Station 2 tonight. And let's see, it's Paranormal Friday, so as usual, if you have any strange happenings that you haven't encountered that you would like to share with everybody and maybe get Ron's input on, please do call into the show tonight. And did I say the date already? It's the 25th of January, 2013, Friday. So I'll just give those phone numbers out real quick. So if you would like to call in with a story and maybe a past paranormal experience that you've done some clearings on and have had success and you would like to describe those, that would be great also. So we're on Station 2. The phone numbers are below the play button there on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. The first number, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And let's see. Doug or Don, you said line one, and that is line one, so maybe you meant the next line down. Some of those lines are not working tonight, but this line one, okay, so just that 8-8 number, thank you. So, Ron, oh, and the first 530 number, okay, so area code 530-413-9537. So that's listed as line two on Ron's Creation Lightship page here on bbsradio.com. Okay, so we do have a caller. Ron, I just want to make sure that you're looped in here. I haven't heard your voice yet. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, great. Well, apparently we have a caller already, so we've got Larry on the line. So welcome to the show, Larry. Go ahead.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. Yes, I
had
a comment I'd like to make, see what Ron's viewpoint would be about it. We hear about mind control, but I don't know if people ever really stop to understand what mind control really is all about. But when we're younger, sometimes we become abused. We get into a group later on, and they use mind control over us, and they ignore our questions, and they use power over us. So when that happens, sometimes we get shifted from the center of the brain to the outside of the brain, and all we see is details about life. But when we come back to the center of the brain, then we see the facts that come back again. We have discernment that comes back again. We have our big picture of life that comes back again to us, and then we can speak to people about the objectives once again that we had lost formerly. And that's what mind control seems to be to me.
Okay. Yeah. So, are you thinking of this, Larry, as sort of a paranormal thing, or just sort of alien programming?
Well, it's a paranormal thing because you get on the outside of your brain, and they can control you. Then on the inside of the brain, they can't because you have your control back again. So that's very paranormal to me. And to jump back in is to become normal. And that's the sequence of why a person is jilted outside. He comes back on the inside again to get his control back again. And that's why I think the clearance would be necessary for that to come back again. And also to will yourself back, to tell the spirit, I want to come back to the central part of my brain so I can get my control back again. It's been jilted on the outside. I see details. I don't see the real discernment and facts of life that I should be perceiving. So that's sort of paranormal to me, but it springs back to the normal sequence then when we find out about that and what mind control really is all about.
Okay. Do you have any input there, Ron?
Not exactly what I was looking for, but, yeah, I guess that could be that way. I was kind of looking maybe for something that was haunted in somebody's house or seeing weird things happening, but, yeah, I guess that could be part of it. Somebody connecting to you, controlling you, you know, controlling your thoughts. So I guess that could sort of tie you there a little bit. Anything else, Larry, about paranormal that you'd want to talk about? Strange things that you've seen or heard or experienced in your life?
Well, it seems that when somebody, I know of an individual that talked about, oh, at night something was bothering him and touching him on his toe. And when I heard the story, something transferred to me because then something started to bush up on my bed at night and when I was sleeping, and that didn't happen for many years. I got rid of that when I came into the light, but then that started to happen again after I heard his story. Something transferred into me, and then that was released from me, and it stopped a little bit after that time, but yet that was sort of haunting to me in the middle of the night to have something pushing up on your bed at night, too. But then I put these sunscreens, they're aluminum sunscreens for your car, the window. I put them in between the mattresses and one under the bed, and that helped a lot, too. And that never happened since then.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, that's how people can connect to other people with energies. That could be sort of, talking about that. So anything paranormal in that, that your life is going normally for you, and then all of a sudden something outside of the box hits you, and you get a weird phone call from somebody, and that energy slides you. That's why I mentioned to people, which can help. Everybody should try this who's listening. Just you have a speakerphone, which is what I highly recommend having in place of having your handset against your ear, because it's too close that way for you. So somebody is giving you a whammy. And as we start realizing that people's energies can come through quite easily through a telephone line. And so if you put a cloth, a damp cloth or something, a tissue or maybe a paper towel that's kind of damp, over your speakerphone, and then you just, the phone just talk to you, but if you pick up a handset, you'd probably be much better off. And the water, the dampness of the towel will pick up that negative energy. So that could happen, but yeah, people do get slimed that way a lot, just from telephone conversations. And people can come across with keywords to activate you. And the easiest way to have energies attached to you is when the darkness comes across as somebody, is something that opens your heart up, because now you want to become compassionate towards something or somebody. As soon as they do that and your heart's opened up, that's where the whammies occur, because you're listening quite intently. And maybe you're feeling sorry for somebody or something like that. That's the easiest way. So that's sort of kind of paranormal. I guess anything that you're dealing with that's outside of the box, outside of you, that attaches to you, would not be good. And that's what happens to a lot of people.
Ron, I'm just going to jump in. Your audio is very muffled sounding, and I think you're on your landline. I don't think you're on your cell, and I'm just wondering if maybe BBS is hearing the same thing and if they can do anything to correct that, because it's a little difficult to understand you at the moment.
I'm hearing it very muffled also.
Okay. Well, I'm like a foot away from the speakerphone, so it should
be
working.
Yeah,
so,
it sounds okay now.
Maybe you could indicate what I talked about, Gary.
You know, I was having trouble hearing and understanding, Ron, but what we can just, I mean, some of it was understandable. Oh, okay. All right.
I can't just buy him, so one of you has to buy him, the other is something, and that's what it has to work.
Okay, all right. Well, so
I think Ron said,
we're on one line, so it might be a little rougher tonight. You can make me be the quieter one, since Ron hopefully will be doing most of the talking, BBS. That would be fine. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll just do what we do, and you guys just bear with us. So, Larry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ron said you can be courted by certain people. You can be slimed on the phone, too. And that's what he meant.
Uh-huh.
That's what Ron said.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Ron, we did have a call that came in on CLS questions during the week. And I just want to go over that one real quick, because it does apply to everybody. And the person was asking about the New Earth Transfer Clearing in regards to listening to archives. So they're wondering when you do, we've talked about when you do healings live on the show or on any of the conference calls, the parts of us retrieved out of darkness are automatically transferred over to the New Earth, the holding area where we cannot be reabducted from. So this person is asking whether the healings that you do on when we listen to an archive of a show, do we need to transfer those over?
I would probably do it because I'm not live with you. The healings will still work, but I would transfer them on an archive, yes.
Okay. All right. So do we need to list them individually, or could we just say clearings from BBS on, you know, June 17th?
What you want to do is list what clearing I was doing at the time.
Okay. All right. So we need to list the individual clearing. All right. So if you're listening to an archive, then just have a little pad and paper there and write down what samples Ron did, and then you can go into the New Earth Transfer Clearing and put those in there. Okay, great. All right. So let's see. We have a question from Iron Man about Buddhism, and he says, Buddhism dissolves individuality so that you can become one with Nirvana. What can be done to reverse that, is the question.
Dark side practitioner clearing, probably. That would be a good one to do, along with the hexes, spells, curses. We have also the religious indoctrination clearing that would probably be good, too. So is my voice coming through clear, you think, Carrie?
Yeah, it's a little choppy, but it's apparently you and I are on one line tonight because they're having some phone troubles. So it's not your phone's fault or anything. It's that we're sharing a line. So we'll just keep plodding on here.
I had a question from someone about how people do, it's Diksha, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Diksha, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So what they are doing is, in a sense, I guess they're trying to bring in energy to people by putting their hands on top of your head to give you, maybe an experience of, more spiritual experience, put an enlightenment to you or whatever it is. So everybody listening should know that you don't want to have anybody touch you. And now somebody's a practitioner doing something where they're actually transmitting energy to you for a transformation, possibly. Maybe they want you to have more light. There's some kind of intent behind it. But as soon as someone does that, of anything to you where they're touching you, and the end result is supposed to be giving you something, then who and what is working through that person sliming you with the energy? So you have to look at that very, very carefully. So we have had somebody do that a lot. But what is coming through them? It can't be the light because you don't invoke light. Source energy is never invoked. You already have it. It's up to you to find it, because you lost it inside of yourself by denouncing your spirit. That's basically the net result of that. When you start looking at it, it's a common denominator, is that people get into judgment and the spirit gets kicked out of your body, and so that part of you that was light is no longer with you unless you bring it back in again and get rid of the judgment that you had to get rid of it. So you want to release the judgment, but it's trying to bring something into you that's foreign to your body, in the name of something, what or who are those people connecting to? I'm sure they have a great spiritual practice of doing different things, and they think that they're doing something wonderful for everybody. But once you open yourself up to some energy that you know nothing about outside of yourself, which is basically alien energies, then you're going to be having aliens act with you. And what are they going to do to you? And since you live on an emotional planet, and we use our feelings, we'll say, to validate if something was good or bad. Remember, the feeling body gets contaminated. So automatically, the darkness may want to give you the energy, may want to give you a wonderful feeling. So you can have it done more and more as they're hooking you up to more darkness. They don't even understand that. So the whole thing is, don't have people touch you, especially people who are invoking an energy into you in the name of something, whatever that would be, because automatically you end up in darkness because your spirit is a light. Or you're contaminating your spirit and your body. So that's the whole process. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that previous question from CLS Questions, and you guys can send questions over there tonight. I think I'm able to get into it okay if you want to, or you can post them here on the fast chat, was about the New Earth Transfer Clearing, Ron, and Ophelia is asking what that clearing is. So maybe you can describe why there is a New Earth to transfer our stuff to and what that does for us.
Okay, the source energy had to create a new earth to hold you as far as a pattern of light there so that darkness would not steal you at ascension time. That's basically what it is. It's like a place to hold you and your spirit, parts of your body, which would be you. People don't really think of you as your body. And then also the other part would be your spirit. So we have a clearing that you brought back with these two different pieces of you, body, spirit energy, and your spirit energy of the side of your eyes, two different energies completely. Then when you do a clearing, you're actually taking that part of you, and that's going into, the new earth clearing. That's what we call it anyway. Well, it's just a place like a place to hold your energy. And so that the light will know that you're there. Otherwise, you get abducted. All of a sudden, the light won't find you. This is the way that you're always connected. So it's like being bilocated there. So don't take it that the new earth is like the new ascension earth energies or anything else. It's not that whatsoever. After ascension, this energy that you're going into, if you hold yourself like a savings account, a bank account, we'll say, that will be eliminated completely. So it's not going to be like, energy where the earth spirit is there. That the earth spirit has nothing to do. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So I don't know whether you guys hear BBS when they come on the line there, but Ron is going to hang up now, and BBS is going to call him on a different line, and so we will wait to get Ron back in a moment. We won't be able to have callers because there are only two active lines right now tonight. So I'll just kind of reiterate what Ron was saying because that was a little difficult to understand. So the New Earth Transport Clearing is a place where the new earth is a place that the light created. It's fully in light, unlike this earth. It's not in the overlap between the darkness and the light. So it's kind of like a safety deposit box for the pieces of us that are retrieved when we do clearings with Ron or on the website creationlightship.com. So what you do, and hopefully you all have a list of what you've done over the years.
Okay, I'm here.
You back?
I'm back, yeah.
Uh-oh, now I have an echo of myself.
it's probably okay, though. It's probably just the line. It's probably not coming over
okay.
The station, so.
All right, so I was just
what we were
recapping.
Talking about earlier?
I was just kind of recapping what you were saying, Ron, because I'm not.
Yeah,
it,
well, that's
was,
good.
It was pretty bad. So I'm just mentioned that the new earth is an earth that the light created to put the retrieved pieces of us basically so they can be held in the light and not reabducted from this planet. So when Ron does live healings on the radio, as we were mentioning for the other person's question, and also in any of the conference calls or intensives, the pieces of us retrieved are automatically bilocated over to that new earth. If we do an online clearing, you have to go in and get the new earth transport clearing or transfer clearing, which it costs a penny. So it's basically a free clearing, but you do need to go get the codes to use it. And then write those codes down and keep those. You don't have to keep buying it every time you do a transfer. So you get the clearing, you go in there, and you type in the names of every clearing that you've had online. And then Ron is mentioning tonight also that samples that he does on the radio, when they're, if you listen live, you don't need to transfer them. If you're listening to an archive, you do. So is there anything else you want to add that you said before, Ron, because it was really difficult to hear?
Well, I don't know. See if we have any questions on the fast chat coming up.
Okay.
We do, and I can reiterate, you know, and talk about what it was. But the whole thing is you need to get your pieces back. The dark side is stolen. And as you do that, you start feeling better. And a lot of your situations in your life, you know, physical situations may start to leave. That's why we have the clone calls on Thursdays to get you back into wellness. So tonight we had an entity call, getting rid of critters that are, you know, attached to you. And then we have a cording call on Tuesday and, you know, water activation and charging on Wednesday. So all these are calls that you people should probably be on if you want to have something done to you that, you know, is very, very nice, and to get rid of energies that's attached to you. So this planet is, in a sense, a planet where the dark side wants to connect to you through all different things and ways and everything else, including, you know, your natal chart. That's the main one, you know. That's how it starts off. Your natal chart is your storyline for your life, basically. And then you have programs brought to you by the aliens, sent to you through stars and planets. And we have people talking about how the stars look different now, different parts of the country. They're seeing new stars. Or people are saying that some stars are vanishing, you know. Well, it's just probably different timelines being integrated into your reality. And that's why things are changing so much. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and one other thing that you did mention that I'll just repeat in case people didn't hear was that this new Earth that was created to hold our retrieved parts is not going to exist after ascension. So do you want to just talk about that, Ron, before we move on to another topic?
Yeah, you don't want to think that for some reason this new Earth is going to be what's going to be here as another dimensional Earth that people are talking about, in a sense of, you know, leaving this reality, this dimensional energy, and shifting into a higher realm. That's not what this is for. It doesn't exist. Remember, there's no dimensions in light. So if you hear anybody talking about dimensions in light, you automatically know that they don't know what they're talking about, because in true light, it doesn't exist. Now, they do know what they're talking about in darkness. They may be very, very well versed in darkness energies, knowing how they work, you know, and everything else, but because that's what they're used to doing and knowing about. And that's why most people here have been here for a long time, because you know a lot about darkness, and by knowing more about it, that entraps you more. Or curiosity killed the cat. So how curious are you, or were you, or your parents, or your ancestors? The only reason why you are here right now listening, and the whole planet, why the whole planet population is here, because you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. Hello, people. That's the bottom line there. And when was your last time that you have ascended? Probably not at all here. So you wonder why you're so tired, wonder why you're browbeaten, you wonder why life is so awful here. And it's only because each lifetime that you live here, you have lost part of your spirit. That's why we have clearings to get you back into spirit integrity again. So that's the whole thing. Most people have probably been here. I think the youngest person, I think, is about maybe, what I can recall, somewhere around 35,000 years. The oldest so far was 105,000. And I think most people probably run at least 45 to probably about maybe 70,000 years. And that's a long time to be here, you know, and to be trapped in a prison planet. So that's the whole process. You want to leave? And if you do, then do your spirit barcode. That'll guarantee that you get out of here. It doesn't guarantee guarantee your body is going to leave, but it's guaranteed that your spirit will be found by the light because you're already transferred onto the New Earth clearing. Once you do that clearing, the light will find you. So that's why you want to do that particular barcode clearing. And it gets the barcodes off of you where the aliens are planning to abduct you. That's their venue, your abduction process when ascension time comes. So, want to leave here? Then do the spirit barcode. You can do it for anybody if you wish. You don't even have to tell them about it. It'll be done automatically. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. So, Ron, somebody has a question about when you do samples on the show, and they want to know if it's possible to think of an issue for another person if we've already had the whole life clearing that you're doing a sample on.
No, no. You have to be listening live to have it work. And
yep.
If they're listening live, then they have to think of their own situation. You can't think of your son or daughter or father or whoever out there who has a physical problem and you want to try to help them. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to have them and yourself or anybody step up to the plate in order to have the healings done. That's the whole process. If they don't believe in what we're doing, then they won't have a clearing. And do an emotional whole lifetime clearing on them. You can do clearings that way, but not anything on the archives as far as a sample. No, it will not work for them. Only the people listening to the show live. Now, if somebody is in the same room as you, let's just say that you have Uncle Elmer listening, right? And he's, you know, doesn't really care. He's playing cards, right? With his aunt, and you're listening to the program, and they're still hearing the audio. And he hears my voice, and we do a clearing for some type of pain energy or something. And he doesn't really understand what we're doing. He doesn't really care. He could, by all means, have a healing just by hearing my voice, even though he doesn't acknowledge the program. But if he is listening to the audio live, not on an archive, but live, then that would work. So if you're listening to an archive, it's working for you only. But the live programs could help out. I've had people contact me. They said, you know, Ron, my dog or cat wasn't feeling very well. They had some kind of situation. And I was listening to the program. The dog doesn't know what's going on, or the cat. And all of a sudden, I see that they're feeling better just by listening to the program. And they're not talking or communicating, but they're listening to the program with you. That's the way it works. So hopefully I clarify that for everybody. But a person has to become live on a program for healing, or if they're in the same room listening or even not listening, just being there, then they will have a clearing just because the audio and the energy is coming to them. So anything that I need to talk about past that, Carrie, to give a little more clarity?
No, that sounds good to me. That sounds good. So we have another question over at clsquestions at yahoo.com, and this person is wondering what whole life clearing they should use to clear hatred. And they're mentioning that you have the anger and the jealousy and the guilt and the fear whole life clearing, so they're wondering about hatred.
Oh, boy. That could be, first of all, what have you done so far? Have you done a few of the clearings and went into the clearing hoping that it would clear hatred, like an emotional clearing or an anger clearing or something, and you still have it? So I'm assuming that you've already had the other clearings, and now you're saying, I want to clear hatred, and I don't have hatred on the website. Well, then you would probably go into the special clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and that should be used that way because it will work. Now, if you haven't done any of the other clearings and you're trying to jump over step A, B, and C and go to D, it won't work. So don't even, it'll just be like a Band-Aid. So you have to clean out your emotional clearing first, and then I would do the mental body. Those two are probably very, very important. Just going into the website and attempting to clear what you think is wrong with you, if you don't do the emotional clearing first, I would not, it's still going to be like a Band-Aid. It will do something, but it's not going to give you any kind of results that you normally have without having the emotional clearing first, because you have to clear out your whole lifetime of your stuff. That will probably be taken away with it. That's how you have to approach the clearings. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then another helpful tool that you provide, Ron, is the timeline crashing clearing. And if you have had a lot of hatred or felt a lot of hatred in your life, you've probably been abducted countless times and put on hatred timeline. So it would be probably very beneficial to timeline crash hatred a few hundred times, I would think.
I would think so too. So if it is coming up in your realm as far as, you know, an issue, then yeah, you probably have timelines on it, which could be bleeding through into this one here. So maybe you woke up one day and you feel, you know, angry and you hate something. Hatred, you know, is how people get into wars, you see. So very possibly something is going on that you know nothing about out there on a timeline. Oh, I would do probably a timeline crash on it. That'd probably be very beneficial. Oh, I don't know what else to do from there. That would be a good way to start it off. So back to you, Gary.
All right. So Iron Man has a question about, this is an interesting question. If someone is pregnant while they're being blessed by a holy person, does the child need to have a separate healing?
Why are you doing that? I'll first ask that question. Why are you being blessed by somebody?
Well, probably Iron Man isn't, but maybe someone he knows.
Yeah, wow. I would say run, don't walk, you know. So that's like doing the Disha, where somebody puts their hand on top of your head. What are they bringing into that person? What's the question again? What do you do about it if you got slammed by somebody?
Does the child that's still inside the mother need a separate healing?
Of course, yes. Of course, yeah. It's a different spirit. May not be completely integrated, but it is a different life form. Let's put it that way, just to keep it simple. It's a different life form than you. So, yeah, it has DNA in it also. So what you're doing as a mother, since you have the child inside of you, okay, and it won't really work for the father the same way energetically, but since you're the mother, what you are thinking and doing is affecting your child instantly. So that means that whatever situation you're going through, so is your child. So you want to do the same clearings on your child more than likely that you're doing on yourself. If somebody is doing something to you, blessing you, then they're blessing the child, too. They don't even have to give the name of the child. You might not even know that you're pregnant, you know? So let's just say that you don't even know that you're pregnant, and you are. And all of a sudden, somebody's doing some whammy on you, which is what it actually is. It would be a dark side practitioner. That's what I would call it, somebody who's bringing something to you that is invoking something in your realm of experience. That's what they're doing. And by doing so, it's causing you harm. May not be harmful this second, but what's going to happen to you, you know, in 10 years? But yeah, you want to get that energy off of you. And a lot of people, I'm sure, fully understand this because they know that they were with somebody in the past, a boyfriend, girlfriend, or, you know, the evil grandparents, or maybe mother or father-in-law, and now they're no longer with these people. And all of a sudden, they're feeling their energies around, and they feel blocked, which means that they have problems from these people still thinking thoughts about them, giving them, in a sense, if you want to use the term, bad vibes. But that's what happens. Is that affecting you? Of course. No, back to you, Carrie. Can it kill you? Yeah, it could. You know, things when people think about stuff. Where are those thoughts going to? Who's connecting to what? So that's the way to kind of look at what happened. So it can be very, very detrimental. Life-threatening.
All right. And, Ron, I'm assuming it would be the dark side practitioner clearing that you would do if you knew there was a baby inside somebody that was getting blessed or some kind of religious ceremony done to or performed on. Is there any other clearing that...
The religious indoctrination. You know, let's look at it a different way. Let's kind of take it into... a minister, a rabbi, or whatever blesses you, right? Blesses your child inside of you or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there any difference in that than having somebody do a ritual practice on you, where maybe they start taking your blood out and drinking your blood or something like that? It's all the same stuff. It's just that it's done kind of more covertly. Now, remember, this, you have to understand what I'm talking about here. Now, we'll say you go and you have this thing done to you, and it takes 5 minutes, okay? Now, what is happening to you on parallel timelines? Remember, your parallel lives, okay, out there on these timelines. The darkness goes, wow, this person is agreeing to have this ritualistic practice done to them, okay? And they're being blessed, and they're opening themselves up for this energy to come in. Well, we got tons of aliens out here who would want to get on those timelines to do the same exact thing. You just, you know, took the bait. So what's happening to you out on timelines? Now, hello, you don't know, but you agreed to it. You know, so that's the whole thing. So, and you don't know what's going on in your life because the situation is on timelines that are not normally conscious to you. So that's just to be very disconcerting. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it is. So I don't have anything good to say about it. But just think about timelines that you know nothing about, and you're being sucked into those timelines. So, and you're agreeing to it because you're agreeing to have it done down here. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I guess the
whole
only
new light,
good
thing... doesn't it?
Huh?
Sheds a whole new light on different things, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly does. And it isn't a cheery topic, but the upside is that we do have a way to unplug from this if we inadvertently, you know, took part in this kind of thing before we realized how harmful it was. Because you do have these clearings, the dark side practitioner that I mentioned, and then the religious indoctrination clearing that you mentioned. And if you are new and you're wondering
whether... I also went for the oath, you know, doing different types of ritualistic stuff. Something about oath.
Yes, there is. You're right. I can't think of the name of that either. Maybe if any of you listening know the name of that one when you've made agreements and oaths and so forth, so you could type that into the fast chat. That would be great. Yeah, there is that one too. So all of these clearings can be found on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And there's a search bar, or you can go into the little book with the cross, the X on it, the cross on it, and that will give you the names, those alphabetically through all of Ron's healings. But you can search for those by names individually in the search box. So, okay, we have another question, Ron, here over at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and this one is about friends or family who have died, and this person's wondering, how can we help the emotional bodies / ghosts and spirits of our family and friends who have crossed over? Are there any clearings, CLS clearings, available for that?
Okay, if they have crossed over and they're connected to the aliens already, very difficult. I can do a clearing for the emotional body. That one you may want to do. I'd recommend that all the time, okay? But, you know, if their spirit is still hanging around for maybe a month, then you have a good chance where you can actually physically help them, or in a sense spiritually help them, if you want to use that term, as you're able to have the spirit connected back to light again, and it's out of here. Whereas otherwise, there's still only two things. Either it goes to light if you help it out, and the darkness is not going to tell you that your spirit is going to go to darkness. It's going to say it's going to go to the light. So you have to do that manually to get it out of here. Otherwise, that's why you're still here. Just think if this program was transmitting 50,000 years ago to everybody. And you wouldn't be here right now. And maybe only would have one time here, like it's supposed to be. And you heard, you mean the darkness is out there? It's going to scoop me up, take me out on parallel timelines, and slice and dice me up and everything else. I don't want to be too graphic here, but this is reality, folks. It's reality for me because I see it. And this is what happens to the spirits. This is why you're not whole and complete. That's why your spirit is so disempowered now because of the past. So if you knew about it back then, I would think that the first time you would say, you know, I don't think I want to be here to have all this stuff happen to me. And I'm out of here. But have had the clearing done, and you're out. So that's the way it's supposed to be. Back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Next question here over on CLS Questions. There's a clarification on that earlier question about during the shows. This person just is wondering about paying for healings for other people without them knowing. So they just want
to
clarify this.
Yeah, that always works, yes. That will always work. We're talking about people who are trying to listen to an archive and you're putting in their name on an archive for a healing. That does not work. You have to be live. Just like when we go to the light ship tomorrow night, you have to be live listening for it to work. But if they're in the same room as you and they're hearing my voice, okay, then that'll still work. If they're sleeping and they're hearing my voice, that'll work. But if you happen to be in the basement and they're on the second, third floor, it will not work for them. But if they're in the room and my voice is coming over to them, whether they're listening or not or paying attention or not, the healings will still work for them. They may need to, they'll get peace energy. They may not have the healing, you know, like if they have a sore toe because they're not requesting a clearing on that, but they will get peace energy. The healings will always do something to them, and it's always a positive experience. So, no. I'll just bring in some peace energy now. This is what the person would receive. And it's very possible that if you have a sore toe, we'll say, and I just bring in peace energy, maybe that'll help your sore toe because it'll take away the energy there just with peace energy without even focusing on it. But normally you want to focus on something because the light sees you as perfect. Sometimes the peace energy, you know, does a lot of stuff. But here we go. Peace energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see what that energy is doing for you right now with just peace energy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, all right. I am getting a lot of echo. Okay. Let me see here. So we have a follow-up question on the Deeksha stuff that you were talking about earlier, Ron, and this person is saying that people who have experienced that feel peace and they've stopped thinking and they believe they're enlightened. And so are they not enlightened? And if so, what are they? What's going on?
Yes, it's as good as mine. They are enlightened into the darkness. So that's what they're getting. You're just getting a transmission of darkness energy. And maybe they are told that by doing that clearing, they're going to feel a certain way. Now, you got to remember, let's just say that the person doing the energy transfer to you, and they're using the alien energies, but let's just say that we take the energies of the alien out of the picture. So what are, now are they doing to your crown chakra? You got this person off the street that you've never seen before who says, can I put my hands on top of your head? And you're going, normally you'd probably tell anybody no, right? So, but being gullible, you say, yeah, you can put your hands on top of my head. I don't know anybody out there who would probably agree to what I'm saying right now, but maybe you might. I don't know. I would not do that. And now you have some stranger putting their hands on top of your head, and what are they bringing into your head? You know, remember, that's where the jellyfish resides, to connect to all the cells of your body through its tentacles to bring forth problems to you and more alien stuff. So now they're giving you a supercharge of whatever is inside of them, a shapeshifter or something, giving you energy on the top of your head that you know nothing about, and you're just sitting there or standing there just thinking, yeah, this is good. In fact, why don't you go up to somebody and say, can I put my hands on top of your head? And ask anybody. They're probably going to look at you like, what kind of nut are you? Why do you want to do that, right? Because you're invading their space. You're truly invading their space with invaders, okay? And that's what they're doing to you. So on the pretense of some holy, sacred, spiritual ritual with the aliens in control of this here, they're bringing in energies into you that you know nothing about. Like I said, we all know about why you don't want to hug people or shake their hand, because you're going to be getting these alien life forms transmitted to you. That's why we do the eight-hour calls. Get them off, and people love it. All of a sudden, you feel better. You feel like these things are out of you, causing you problems. Well, the main thing is, why would you do that? And so you have to think about that for yourself. Just think about somebody out there that's dressed in white, and they say, can I put my hands on top of your head? You might say yes. Now, what if they're dressed in black, and they go, can I put my hands on top of your head? You'd probably say no, because you wouldn't like the black garb, maybe. Unless it was a minister, possibly. Somewhere those were black, right? But basically, that's how it looks like, you know. So you're judging how they look and thinking that you're getting something. So you have to realize, what are you doing to yourself? Just the energy transfer. And just think of that person who's touched 500 people that day. Maybe they got a booth and people are being paraded in front of their booth and they're touching people for a half a minute. Just think of all that energy that's sliming them, and how that's connecting to the next person that they're touching. So not only do you have one person, the practitioner, touching you, you got all the energetic stuff from everybody that they touched during that day, maybe throughout their whole lifetime. And you're transmitting that to everybody. So, that's to kind of understand what's going on there, everybody. So, should you do that? Heck no. What are they going to give you? What are you going to be giving them? You want to keep your body temple clean. That's why you do clearings, to clean out the darkness that people have given you. Remember, watch young children. And, you know, it's very common that they'll see these energies, these entities, the shapeshifters, the octopus energies in somebody, and you have a child, and you go, well, go see, you know, Uncle Tommy over there, and the little kid looks at him and goes, no, I don't want to see Uncle Tommy. You know, they're probably 2 or 3 years of age. They know a lot, no more than you probably. And then what do? You go, well, you have to see Uncle Tommy, and you take the poor kid, and you drag him over there with him kicking and screaming, because they see this big octopus energy ready to gobble him up. And then Uncle Tommy goes, oh, what a nice little child you have. And then he pinches the kid on the cheek or something to imprint that energy of the octopus into the child. So hello, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So a lot of what you're talking about, Ron, and what you were talking about before with people, the Deeksha or any other kind of work people do where they touch you, is cording. And I just want to remind everybody, in case any listeners don't know, that you have a weekly cording, decording call And there is also the courting clearing online, the whole life courting clearing online. There's also courting to objects, not just people, but objects and places and so forth. So do you want to just real quick talk about the courting call that you have, Ron, since you've mentioned several situations and others that we've talked about this evening where we get courted?
Yeah, that call is on Tuesdays. It's a longer call, so I do that for normally about an hour and a half at $20. Get on a conference call, line, and we're there. And get rid of these energetic cords. In fact, we'll just take some off of you right now. So let's take one off of, let's see here. Take one off of your third eye. Maybe you're kind of intuitive and all your friends think you're very psychic and they want to have that gift. So whenever they see you, they cord your forehead. And now you're wondering why your teeth kind of hurt, why you get earaches, why you get headaches, you know. Because people are jealous of you and bringing an energy into you and sucking out your own life force, trying to figure out what's going on and how they can do that. So here we go. Taking away the third eye energy that people have quartered you with. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. That's released. And we'll do one now. We'll do this for women. Men will work too, but mainly it's women. So we're going to take the energetic cords off of your breast. So we'll do them one at a time. And you typically have two here. So we'll do the left breast first. Here we go. You might have three. I saw a movie where a lady had three breasts, but anyway. Here we go, left breast.
Might have been an alien movie, Ron.
Yeah, it was an alien movie, yeah. So here we go. Left breast, releasing the energetic cords there. So one, two, three, four, and five. That one I'll do over again. One, two, three, four, and five. A lot of stuff there. So stronger, stronger. There we go. That's released. Now I'll do the right breast. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and stronger, 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 and stronger. That's released. Okay, let's do people's butts. That one everybody cords, I think. I don't know. Women, I won't get into that, but here we go.
We get the drift.
Well, sex is like butts, I guess, you know. So here we go. Releasing energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, remember, these can be attached to you when you're going to school, maybe high school, or maybe that was 30, 40 years ago. Maybe you're 90 years old listening to this here. Go, wow, my butt's feeling better. What's happening here? Oh, yeah, I can remember Sally in the third grade. Wow, that was a long time ago. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. It was Harry. One, two, three, four, and five. Release some more energy. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, let's see. It's about 3 minutes off. Top of the hour. So the next BBS show is tomorrow night, Saturday, here on Station 2, bbsradio.com, Station 2, and 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Let's see, we've got one more Sunday, I think, do we not, Ron, for the intensive? So we have that coming up this weekend.
This coming Sunday, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we'll be continuing on next month. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we're beginning the Saturday call a little bit early. They have the expo, so the Saturday call is going to be on the 2nd. And then we start the 8-hour call on the 3rd. And I believe I skip a week because the expo is that one weekend, I believe. Let me see here.
Yeah, the expo is the 8th, 9th, 10th.
Yeah, so so we will be skipping
the weekend.
Yeah, and continuing on the next two Sundays. So skipping the 10th, but we'll be doing the 3rd, 17th, and 24th. And I believe that's on the website now. We'll be also be doing, the clearings too through March. So, in March. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Well, I have almost the top of the hour here. I don't see any other quick questions to bring up, so maybe we can say goodnight now, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good. So if you just feel, you know, anything that, you know, felt different to you during the cording clearings, we do have the calls that we have, and the cording one is on Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific time. So we also have it on the website. I think it's Energetic People Cordings that can help you out too. Anyway, blessings everybody. We'll see you later. Hopefully having a wonderful evening. And just see how your body feels. Maybe you have less pressure on your third eye or some other place. Maybe you had a pain that you've always had. A pain in the butt, and that's released now because somebody has taken your energy for 50 years off of you. Remember, these cords are always active because they're always connected to you, even though maybe that person's even dead. Are your bones corded? Very possibly. We could probably do a clearing for that of one of your last bodies that you were in and taking cords off of that body if you want. See what happens on tomorrow's show. But blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you.
Night-night. Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.